There is no other Savior but Christ. Good morning. It's about 3:45 in the morning here at Pineville, Missouri. And we cannot save ourselves. A lot of people believe that they are the author of their own salvation. He is the only hope we have for salvation. There is no other hope other than Christ Jesus. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man, Christ Jesus. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. He despised the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And there's no other one we can look to. He is our only refuge. He is the only one who grants forgiveness of sin. He's the only one we can go to. He is our mediator. Many people would like to try to play mediator between God and man. They would like to take the place of Christ. There's no other place to go to other than the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We get discouraged, we get downhearted when we falter and fail our Lord, but He is our sustainer because of what He's accomplished for us on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. We flee to him for refuge. We hide in his pavilion. And so this morning, let us look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Let's not look to man. Let's not look to politicians. Not look to Joe Biden or Donald Trump or Kamala Harris or Mike Pence. We look to Christ. And, you know, a lot of people are looking to their church denomination. Your denomination cannot save you. Denomination did not die on the cross for you. Your denomination did not bear the cruel, rugged cross of Calvary. Many people are trusting in their denomination or their social club or their job, or their friends, or their relatives, or their education. We're told by God, I have laid upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one that is chosen out of the people. Good morning, YouTube. Welcome aboard this morning. Today is the 9th of November 2020, Monday morning. I hope you're having a good week so far. It's about getting close to 4 o'clock in the morning here in Pineville, Missouri. Well, I even I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Isaiah 43:11. There is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:15. The mighty God who made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto the death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man, for as much as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, he also, himself likewise, took part of the same. Hebrews 2:14, Hebrews 2:9, Philippians 2:7-9, Isaiah 9:6, and Acts 4:12. Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Hebrews 9:28. He is the mediator of the new covenant, that by means of death they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Hebrews 9:15. Father, I will also, they also whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am. John 17:24. Then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost parts of the earth to the uttermost parts of heaven. If any of thine be driven out of the outermost parts of heaven, from thence will the Lord thy God gather thee, from hence will he fetch thee. Mark 13:27, Deuteronomy 34. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. So this morning let us be reminded our hope, our only hope that we have, is in Christ Jesus. Sometimes we get discouraged and think it all in vain. We're tempted then to murmur and of our lot complain. But then we think of Jesus and all he's done for me. We cry, O Rock of Ages, hide thou me. O Rock of Ages, hide thou me. No other refuge have I but thee. Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from my wounded side which flow be of sin the double cure, safe from wrath, and make me sure. Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Have you ever had a trial so big and difficult that it felt to you like it was a personal assault? And you could find no relief. It was pressing in so hard that you were considering just throwing in the cards. The trial had gone on with no relief. It was as if you'd been fried in a skillet of hot grease. If the burner was turned down, you might endure. But instead, it was getting hotter and hotter for sure. What is the answer to this bitter fate? Should we get all angry and be filled with rage and hate? Or should we escape into an isolated cocoon and stay there at morning, evening, and noon? The answer is to go to the Rock. He always cares for his precious flock. His name is Jesus Christ, the living Son of God. The only answer is in this vale of tears we trod. He is the hope for us when we are weary, teary, and blue. He cares, he understands, he'll make a way for you. He knows his people's hearts, their strains and tribulations. That's why he's given us eternal salvation. So when we get so low our faith seems to be shaking, we to our Lord should all our problems be taking. He will sustain us and hold us up, for he is drunk from the most bitter cup. The cup of God's wrath poured out upon him when he was without even one sin. He bore our sins upon the cruel tree so that we would live with him eternally. when I think of God's love and what He did for me by dying on the cross unconditionally, I'm sometimes overwhelmed in my mind and in my soul why this precious Savior would even care to give Himself on Calvary for my life to spare. He could have gone about doing other things, like watching the angels and listening to them sing. But to come to this sin-cursed earth and to die for me is the greatest expression of love that could ever be. How can I thank You, Lord, for being oh so kind to realize that before creation You had this worm in mind? To come and shed Your blood and endure such scorn and pain should cause me to give You praise in an eternal refrain. Help me demonstrate in some real way this grace and love to others is my prayer today. So many times I forget what an awesome thing You did for me when You died and rose again and set my soul at liberty. Thank You. Well, I want to thank God for His amazing grace. Undeserving as I am, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be focused on Thee. For I know that in myself there is nothing good that dwelleth in me. But I also know that You died to save me from sin and death. You became the perfect sacrifice, and through Your precious blood God's conditions were met. So with the words and my thoughts, may I ever thankful be and express to the world what You mean to me. For I had no hope before Your Holy Spirit breathed Your breath of life into this dead man and set me free. Oh, what suffering You went through when You died upon the cross, separated from Your Father so my soul would never suffer loss. Thanksgiving and praise I must forever proclaim and honor and worship Your majestic, holy name. Why You showed mercy and grace to the likes of me is a wonder in itself, yes, quite a mystery. An undeserving wretch, worthy of only hell, but with Your unbounding love You showed me, for which I cannot tell. You gave Your Son for me on the rugged tree to obtain eternal life for a sinner like me. Thank You for paying the ultimate sacrifice and giving this sinner everlasting life. Well, I want to thank God this morning for His amazing grace, His unfailing grace, His mercy. Even though we are wretches, even though in our flesh dwelleth no good thing, God is our mediator. We do not need the Roman Catholic Church or a denomination or a pope. The pope is a fraud and a true antichrist. This is the truth, and I'm not being funny. He is saying He is God here on earth, and you must confess to Him your sins first. There is only one mediator between God and man, and it's not the Pope. That is not God's plan. There is only one name given among men. It's Jesus Christ, the forgiver of sin. The Pope sits on His throne and says, all have to go through me. I'm here to proclaim and let it not be concealed. The Pope is the man of sin. It's been clearly revealed. So proclaim it far and wide through the land. The Pope has deception in the palm of His hand. Let's give glory and honor to whom it is due, as Jesus Christ who died for sinners like me and you. Forgetting those things of the past and remembering Christ daily for what He's done, where sin abounded, grace much more abounded for us. What a wonderful thing to think on when we remember our former sins. Grace is much more abounding for those who've been born again. He has cast all our sins as far as the east is from the west. This will stand up against the devil's accusations against us. This will always pass the test. What a wonderful thing to always remember that even though Satan is the great accuser of the brethren, grace is more abounding, assuring us a place in heaven. May the good Lord be with you this day in a special way is my prayer. And we are going to be out of the loop for the next 3 or 4 days, so don't think I've abandoned you. I'm busy working on our rental properties, getting prepared for the hard winter that's about ready to come. May the good Lord be with you this day in a special way is my prayer. God bless.